Welcome to Twist for the week of November 14th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax, State and Local Tax Practice. On Election Day, voters in Colorado and Massachusetts showed their support for certain income tax-related ballot measures. In Colorado, voters approved a measure that reduces the state's current 4.55% corporate and personal income tax rate to 4.40%. retroactive to tax years commencing on or after January 1, 2022. Another Colorado measure that was approved, Proposition FF, raises additional taxes to support school meal programs by limiting certain individual income tax deductions. In Massachusetts, voters approved a controversial constitutional amendment that increases the state's flat individual income tax rate from 5% to 9% on income above $1 million. The tax rate increase is effective for taxable years beginning on or after January 1, 2023. The additional revenue generated will be used for quality public education and for the repair and maintenance of roads, bridges, and public transportation. Here at Twist, we are tracking state developments around non-fungible tokens, or NFTs. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is the latest jurisdiction to release guidance, albeit not comprehensive guidance, on the taxability of NFTs. The October 2022 Wisconsin Tax Bulletin explains that the sale or purchase of a non-fungible token may be taxable if the underlying product, good, or service is taxable in the state. Finally, the Georgia Tax Tribunal recently concluded that a ride-sharing company was required to collect sales tax on a safe ride fee or booking fee that was imposed on certain trips facilitated through the company's app. The separately stated fee was charged to a rider and paid over to the company directly to recover the cost of improving the safety of the company's platform. Although the taxpayer argued that the fee was to recover non-taxable services, the tribunal concluded that the fee was part of the sales price upon which Georgia sales and use tax is imposed. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.